You're listening to SBS News.
The drive for vaccination is accelerating globally in a bid to minimise coronavirus case numbers. In Quebec and British Columbia, it will be compulsory for healthcare workers and nurses to be vaccinated in order to keep working. But there are fears the rule could reduce staffing numbers in hospitals and nursing homes. Closer to home, New Zealand is purchasing an antiviral treatment for COVID-19 patients following Australia's lead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says her country is buying 60,000 courses of molnupiravir from a United States company. The medicine is used to stop replication of the virus after a COVID-19 infection. But in Pakistan, a renowned scientist has, like millions around the world, lost his life to COVID-19. Abdul Qadir Khan was known for his controversial role in nuclear weapons. Mohammed Shabir is mourning the loss of the 85-year-old who died in an Islamabad hospital.
Because of him, Pakistan became a nuclear power. He is our pride, and we should be proud of him. I would say his death is a national tragedy. Today, every person is very sad.
Russian authorities say its high coronavirus death figures can be attributed to some parts of the population not being vaccinated. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says talks have been held with the European Union about COVID-19 certificates. Russia's Sputnik V vaccine is currently not recognised by the EU and the United States.
We have been holding these negotiations with the European Union for a long time. There are various reasons stalling the agreement. It includes objective reasons concerning aligning corresponding procedures, but we also see, and our European partners say it publicly, a prejudiced attitude towards Russian vaccines based on political reasons.
Opposition to vaccines has been heated in other parts of Europe, where angry protests were held in Rome over the weekend. Under Italy's Green Pass system for workers, employees who do not have a valid health certificate after October 15th can be suspended without pay. More than 80% of Italians aged 12 and older have been fully vaccinated. And in Asia, with the majority of Malaysian adults vaccinated, Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob is lifting the interstate travel ban from Monday.
According to the Health Ministry, the full vaccination rate of the adult population under our national COVID-19 immunisation plan has reached 90%.
Malaysians can also travel abroad without any need for government approval, but they must take a COVID-19 test and quarantine when they return. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.